I was 5 years old when I was sexually assaulted by my adopted brother. Someone that I considered my brother. Someone that was a part of my family. And someone that everyone trusted.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Gurpreet Kaur, who began the Kaur movement. Gurpreet started this movement to address the sexual violence, harassment and abuse faced by South Asian men and women in institutions and across social systems. Hello Gurpreet, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. Overcoming a tough experience in your life, you went on to provide a platform and support survivors. Before we proceed, is there a message you'd like to send individuals who might be in a similar situation?
If you have gone through sexual abuse, domestic abuse, tell your story, tell your loved ones, and if they don't support you, you have the Kaur movement to reach out to. There is someone that will hear your voice, and when they do, that gives you strength. And no, you're not the victim, you're the survivor. And anybody that tells you you're a victim, it's okay, that's fine, that's the beginning, that's your healing process. But eventually, you will become a survivor. And the surviving happens when you are fearless and when you speak your truth.
Stories of sexual and domestic abuse are littered across every nook and corner of the world, which is such a devastating thought to contend with. Could you share your story with us that led you to eventually create the Kaur movement?
I wasn't even born when he was brought into the family. When I was sexually assaulted at the age of 5, I remember everything. Even though people think that you don't remember, I remembered everything that happened that day. I remember the colors. I remember little glimpses of it. I even remember my parents walking in and grabbing him and telling him to get off. And it was just everything, every little detail that day I remember because it was such a traumatic experience.
That moment and experience must have been so difficult for you. When did you share this with your family and how did they react to it?
It happened several times with me, and I remember that as well because it was during family functions. And eventually when I got older, I did tell my parents, I came forward. They've always told me to share, but I was never able to open up about it because of the embarrassment, the shame that my community kind of has when it comes to rape or sexual abuse or anything when it comes to bad touch, good touch. So I just kept silent. But when I did come forward about it and what had happened, they were so shocked that they thought at that moment, we have to go have a family meeting and sort this out. So we went, the apologies were said, but there was no police complaint. There was nothing in the legal aspect of it. It was just, let's have a family meeting, let's figure this situation out, this better not happen again, and leave it at that. And that's exactly what happened. And right after that, I was seeing that same person at family functions, at dinners, and I was being re-traumatized by seeing him, by faking a sasrikal, by faking things like, I have to say hi to him. I have to, because everyone in that room should not know what has happened.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. Gurpreet, can you tell us what was the impact of the circumstances that you went through during your childhood?
I had to quiet myself for that person so he could be in the same room as me. But the sad reality is that traumatized me so much. It made me go through so much pain because I was like, why am I tying rakhi on a banda that has sexually assaulted me? Why? That's my first experience. Then now I have my cousin. Why am I saying hi to him? I thought I was mentally ill. I came to the point where I was seeing things. I came to the point where I was like, I don't know what to do with my life.
These experiences affect one's overall health directly and indirectly. Can you tell us whether this situation worsened?
When I got older, I thought I would be able to deal with this stuff. I would be able to protect myself. That this has happened in my childhood, but it won't happen again. But then there was a wedding. I went to New York and I was there. And at the end of the wedding, I was staying at someone's house and everyone else had gone because I was so tired, I just wanted to sleep. I remember waking up with someone on top of me, which was also a family friend, which was, he was introduced to me as my brother. And I thought he was a brother. And then again, he was found on top of me. And I was so numb. I was so scared. I was like, what is going on? And I fought. He came off, but I just laid there and I did not move that whole night. I woke up. I didn't even wake up. I was up that whole night. And he just got away with it. Nobody knows this incident. Because why share something like this when it's happened to me so many times and nothing has been done about it? And in the morning, the next day, he actually was not in that household. He ends up calling before I was getting to the airport with my parents. And he was like, hey, Preet, I am sorry that I did this to you. I was so shook, I started crying. And the parents, his own parents, thought it was because, oh, praanu chette karugi, meaning, oh, she's just going to miss her brother. That's why she's crying. But the reality was I was sexually assaulted last night. And I did not do anything. I did not speak up because what's the point? I was so shattered because I thought I would be able to defend myself, but I wasn't able to. Then eventually I got to realize, wow, the other person, the cousin that sexually assaulted me when I was younger, is going into law enforcement. How is this possible? How is this allowed? If he did it to me, he will do it to someone else. I need to stop this. That's the day I kind of decided I'm going to go report it to the police. I'm going to take action, hoping for justice. Even though nobody stood by me at that time and I was alone, I wanted to make that step because I wanted to start healing and moving forward from everything that I have dealt with in my childhood.
The CORE movement has become a part of a revolution and has brought survivors together to share their stories from all over the world to battle the menace of sexual violence and harassment. When did you come up with this idea?
The sad reality was, when I did go report it, when I did go say everything, I got a call 3 months later from a police officer telling me that, sorry, your case isn't going to go anywhere because that day that you did go to the doctor didn't write it in his file. Meaning my sexual abuse story wasn't recorded or registered or anything because I was underage and that doctor didn't write that note down. And his duty was to report it to the police because I was underage, but he didn't fulfill his duty. And for that very reason, I had to drop my case. It wasn't going to go forward. And that's what shook me the most. I was already alone. I was seeking justice. And the legal system failed me as well. Nobody listened to my voice. It felt like everything was fake. Everything was false. And it wasn't. It was the truth. But I was silenced from everyone, including the justice system. When I found out that my case wasn't going anywhere and nothing was going to be happening, I was done. I was suicidal. That was the day I was about to kill myself. But I really wanted to connect with someone that has gone through what I have gone through. Because it couldn't be just me. There had to be someone out there that can connect and relate to me. So I started an Instagram page. It was called Hush Hush at that time. Because at that time, I was silenced. So that's the name that I thought of. And when I started sharing my own story anonymously, I actually had people come forward and share their experiences. That gave me some sort of relief. As in, I am not the only one that goes through this. And that's where the CORE movement started. That's where my journey started. And the path that I have started for this movement is because of my experience. I started the movement. I called it the CORE movement. I left hush hush, the silence, and I made it a movement because that's what's needed. And we're not victims, we're survivors. And that's what I'm trying to put out there, that we can speak our truth. And if it's the truth, that's all that matters. There should be no fear. The movement grew to the point where everyone in my community was reaching out. It came to high-profile cases like singers and directors, music directors, producers. When I found out there's not one victim, there's not two, there's several around the world, I had to bring it forward. And when I did, it shook our community. But they deep down knew this is the reality that we are facing, but nobody was talking about it. And then I realized I had to talk about it. I was even getting threats from well-known people, well-known gangsters from India, from people in jail for exposing certain individuals that abused their power. All the women were told to be silent through me. And that's what the reality was at that time. And I just knew this is not going to happen. This is the truth. I even received a call in Vancouver. I received a phone call where someone told me if I expose him, they will kill me, that they will get rid of me. And that is the reality. That's the threats I was getting. This is happening when all that stuff was coming forward. But if we silence ourselves now, they will keep abusing their power. And that's when I realized I had to be fearless. I had to be fearless. I had to protect anybody that they were abusing, because I have been in that position where I almost killed myself. So I know how those people are feeling, and I had to be there for them.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.